Yeah, Hussein, you're a blogger from the Iran originally, yes, but yes, now you're more or less homeless. Describe how you became a blogger.
I was living in Toronto. I had just moved to Toronto from Iran in December 2000. But then after a few months, after 9/11 actually, I was in Toronto and I discovered that what weblogs are because of the coverage that 9/11 was getting. I mean, blogs were getting after 9/11. So I really liked the idea of having this kind of individual personal space to talk about, to express your opinions and share it with other people and that kind of stuff. And I thought it would be amazing if someone could do it in Persian. So I started doing it in Persian. I started my blog in Persian language using Unicode, which was the biggest reason that made the whole thing possible. And after a few weeks, I got so many emails from my readers of the blog. And because I had a journalistic background when I was in Iran, I had a couple of hundreds of readers from the beginning. So they showed a lot of interest in doing the same thing, and they were asking me how they could start their own blogs. So after quite a while, after searching and looking around, I discovered that blogger.com is the place that you could start your blog for free. Until that point, I was doing my blog manually because blogger.com were not supporting Unicode. But after a few months, I realized that they now supported Unicode, and then I migrated my blog to blogspot.com, blogger.com, and then I wrote a very simple guide in Persian on how you could start a blog. And that was very successful. So after a few months, we had about 2,000-3,000 blogs in Persian, all kind of started or getting help from that simple manual and instruction. But after that, then some people inside Iran started to make some blogging services, which the famous one is called PersianBlog.com, and they're basically doing the same thing as Blogger.com. And because the interface was in Persian and it was easier for people to use it, it became very popular, and it was the moment, it was the milestone or the turning point that everyone suddenly started blogging. And now we have about over 700,000 blogs in Persian by Iranians everywhere in the world.
That's much more than in German.
Yes.
So why became weblogs so much successful?
It's the most important question for me. But I think it says something about the change in social value system among the Iranian young people. It shows that they have become much more individualistic, much more self-expressive, and much more tolerant about other people's opinions. So I think the change is driving this interest. And at the same time, because some of the political problems exist in Iran, such as freedom of expression is not really appreciated, and there are a lot of problems for journalists and people who want to produce information. So blogs have become a place that the government cannot really crack down on. Although they can filter them, but they can't really shut them down like they do for newspapers. So that's why that a lot of young journalists have turned to blogs at the same time that they work in a newspaper. At the same time they have their own blogs, and sometimes they post uncensored texts or stories that they write on their blogs. I think this also explains it as well.
Is there much filtering in the Iran?
Yes, filtering is getting more intense recently. And the reason is that the government is seeing a potential threat from this huge space of network, a decentralized network that is not under control completely. they cannot shut them down, basically. They can only filter them. So they're very scared of the potential organizational power and, at the same time, information spreading power of this decentralized network. And that's why they're so concerned about it. And they've started to at least intimidate people by arresting them or questioning them or threatening them, and at the same time filtering them.
Were there any threats against bloggers in the Iran because of freedom of expression in web blogs?
They have, yeah. Some of them were even arrested because of some of their posts. They were not famous bloggers. Some of them, I mean, a few of them were famous. They were arrested because of their writings. And but I can't really say that they have a policy to stop people from blogging yet. Maybe they will have when this new government completely controls the whole thing. They've just started, so they haven't really been able to change a lot of policies, but they could change this policy towards web blogs as well.
So you do have a new government in the Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed something in the blogosphere? How is the blogosphere?
No, I haven't seen any sign of that change yet, but the thing is that the Minister of Communications, which oversees all these kind of things, has just started his work, and he hasn't changed a lot of middle managers and people who are directly responsible about these kind of things. But we have to wait and see if they're gonna what they're gonna do about blogs. But I'm not really hopeful, and I don't think that they're gonna deal with it the same way that the reformist government was dealing with it.
And how it is? How is the situation doing freedom of expression or express yourself in Iran in normal life? Is it easy for young people?
Yeah. More or less, you could criticize anyone in any position on the streets or in taxi. You know, in taxis or anywhere. But writing it is a bit difficult because then the government could pick up on them, and they could have documents that show that you have said such thing and that kind of stuff. So people are a little bit scared of writing their criticism. But as long as it's in a verbal form and not in a written form, people are almost doing anything they want.
And how is the internet connection in Iran?
The internet infrastructure is not very strong. It's not very powerful. So basically everyone, all these almost 99% of 7.5 million people who have access to the net are using it with a dial-up connection. And broadband is almost non-existing in Iran.
Do the people go to telecenters or internet cafes?
There are many internet cafes, but at the same time, many of these people have PCs at home because they're not very expensive, and even middle-class students can afford them.
Oh, that's interesting. And do you think there will be much more broadband connection in the next year or year?
I think they're having some projects, they're working on projects to spread the use of ADSL and that kind of broadband technologies. And I think in the few years, maybe in 5 years, we'll see a small percentage of this population of internet users turning into broadband connections.
And how are weblogs used in the political communication? Are they used in election campaigns or by opposition?
A lot of opposition groups members are studying, have started blogs a few years ago, but they don't get the idea of a decentralized network and how a decentralized network can work. So they expect anyone to do anything that they want them to do, and they, you know, they think that it's a political party, but it's not. It's very decentralized. You can't impose anything to anyone on anyone. So. But politicians, especially reformist politicians, are showing a great interest in blogs and how they could use blogs to communicate with their electorate and their potential voters. And for example, the reformist kind of presidential candidate in the recent elections had a blog on which he had even sometimes more than 1,000 comments on each post. And it was quite fascinating to watch how people are reacting positively to blogs, and at the same time how these politicians are getting more involved in it and liking it gradually.
Okay, and do you think weblogs will still growing so fast as they have done in the Iran before?
I think the interest is definitely growing, but it depends on how the government policies would work out and if the government really wants to continue the same situation or they want to crack down on them. So to me, as a symbolic kind of sign, if they intimidate or shut down this PersianBlog.com service, it would be a bad news. And then it would mean that they do not want to tolerate the vast number of weblogs that are out there.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview.